The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Hi, welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 191. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Nehemiah chapters 11 and 12. Let's begin. Nehemiah chapter 11. So the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem, while the rest of the people cast lots to bring out one of every 10 to settle in Jerusalem, the holy city, while the other 9 remained in other cities. The people gave their blessing on all the men who volunteered to settle in Jerusalem. These are the provincial leaders who settled in Jerusalem, while other Israelites, the priests, the Levites, the temple attendants, and the sons of the servants of Solomon settled in the cities of Judah, each on his own property in their cities. Some of the descendants of Judah and some of the descendants of Benjamin settled in Jerusalem. Of the descendants of Judah, Athaiah son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, from the descendants of Perez, and Maaseiah son of Baruch, the son of Kol-Hoza, the son of Haziah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Joiarib, the son of Zechariah, from the descendants of Shelah. The sum total of the descendants of Perez who were settling in Jerusalem was 468 exceptional men. These are the descendants of Benjamin: Salu, son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ethiel, the son of Jeshaiah and his followers, Gabbai and Salai, 928 in all. Joel, son of Zichri, was the officer in charge of them, and Judah, son of Hasanuah, was second in command over the city. From the priests: Jediah, son of Joiarib, Jachin, Seraiah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, supervisor in the temple of God, and their colleagues who were carrying out work for the temple, 822. And Edaiah, son of Jeroham, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzai, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, and his colleagues who were heads of families, 242. And Amishai, son of Azarel, the son of Azai, the son of Meshilamoth, the son of Imer, and his colleagues who were exceptional men, 128. The officer over them was Zabdiel, the son of Hagadolim. From the Levites: Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Bunai. Shabbathai and Jozabad, leaders of the Levites, were in charge of the external work for the temple of God. Mathaniah, son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, the praise leader who led in thanksgiving and prayer. Bakbukiah, second among his colleagues, and Abda, son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. The sum total of the Levites in the holy city was 284. And the gatekeepers: Akub, Talmon, and their colleagues who were guarding the gates, 172. And the rest of the Israelites, with the priests and the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, each on his own property. The temple attendants were living in Ophel, and Zihah and Gishpah were over them. The overseer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzai, son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. He was one of Asaph's descendants who were the singers responsible for the service of the temple of God, for they were under royal orders which determined their activity day by day. Pathaiah, son of Meshezabel, one of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was an advisor to the king in every matter pertaining to the people. As for the settlements with their fields, some of the people of Judah settled in Kiriath Arba and its neighboring villages, in Dibon and its villages, in Jekabzeel and its settlements, in Jeshua, in Molada, in Beth Pellet, in Hazar Shual, in Beersheba and its villages, in Ziklag, in Makona and its villages, in En-Rimmon, in Zora, in Jarmuth, Zenoa, Abdullam and their settlements, in Lachish and its fields, and in Azekah and its villages. So they were encamped from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. Some of the descendants of Benjamin settled in Geba, Michmash, Aijah, Bethel and its villages, in Anathoth, Nob, and Ananiah, in Hazor, Ramah, and Gittaim, in Hadid, Zeboim, and Nebalat, in Lod, Ono, and the valley of the craftsmen. Some of the Judean divisions of the Levites settled in Benjamin. Nehemiah chapter 12. These are the priests and the Levites who returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua: Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Merimoth, Edo, Ginnathon, Abijah, Mijamin, Moadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joyarib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jedaiah. These were the leaders of the priests and their colleagues in the days of Jeshua. And the Levites, Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who together with his colleagues was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Bakbukiah and Unai, their colleagues, stood opposite them in the services. Jeshua was the father of Joiakim, Joiakim was the father of Eliashib, Eliashib was the father of Joiada, and Joiada was the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan was the father of Jaddua. In the days of Joiakim, these were the priests who were leaders of the families. Of Seraiah, Meraiah. Of Jeremiah, Hananiah. Of Ezra, Meshulam. Of Amariah, Jehonanan. Of Maluk, Jonathan. Of Shechaniah, Joseph. Of Harim, Adna. Of Merimoth, Helkiah. Of Iddo, Zechariah. Of Ginnathon, Meshulam. Of Abijah, Zikri. Of Miniamin and Moadiah, Piltai. Of Bilgah, Shammua. Of Shemaiah, Jehonathan. Of Joiarib, Mattani. Of Jediah, Uzai. Of Salu, Kalai. Of Amok, Eber. Of Hilkiah, Hashabiah. Of Jediah, Nathanael. As for the Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, Jonathan, and Jaddua, the heads of the families, were recorded, as were the priests during the reign of Darius the Persian. The descendants of Levi were recorded in the book of the Chronicles as heads of families up to the days of Johanan, son of Eliashib. And the leaders of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, son of Kadmiel, and their colleagues, who stood opposite them to offer praise and thanks, one contingent corresponding to the other, as specified by David the man of God. Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akkub were gatekeepers who were guarding the storerooms at the gates. These all served in the days of Joiakim, son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor and of Ezra the priestly scribe. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites from all the places they lived to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication joyfully with the songs of thanksgiving and songs accompanied by cymbals, harps, and lyres. The singers were also assembled from the district around Jerusalem and from the settlements of the Netophathites, and from Beth Gilgal and from the fields of Geba and Azmaveth, for the singers had built settlements for themselves around Jerusalem. When the priests and Levites had purified themselves, they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. I brought the leaders of Judah up on top of the wall, and I appointed two large choirs to give thanks. One was to proceed on the top of the wall southward toward the Dung Gate. Going after them were Hosheiah, half the leaders of Judah, Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, some of the priests with trumpets, Zechariah, son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his colleagues, Shemaiah, Azarel, Melalai, Gilalai, Mai, Nathanael, Judah, and Hanani, with musical instruments of David the man of God. Ezra the scribe led them. They went over the fountain gate and continued directly up the steps of the city of David on the ascent to the wall. They passed the house of David and continued on to the water gate toward the east. The second choir was proceeding in the opposite direction. I followed them, along with half the people, on top of the wall, past the Tower of the Ovens to the broad wall, over the Ephraim Gate, the Jeshana Gate, the Fish Gate, the Tower of Hananel, and the Tower of the Hundred, to the Sheep Gate. They stopped at the Gate of the Guard. Then the two choirs that gave thanks took their stations in the temple of God. I did also, along with half the officials with me, and the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Eleoenai, Zechariah, and Hananiah, with their trumpets, and also Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzai, Jehonanan, Malchijah, Elam, and Ezer. The choirs sang loudly under the direction of Jezrehiah, and on that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had given them great joy. The women and children also rejoiced. The rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard from far away. On that day, men were appointed over the storerooms for the contributions, first fruits, and tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities the portions prescribed by the law for the priests and the Levites, for the people of Judah took delight in the priests and Levites who were ministering. They performed the service of their God and the service of purification, along with the singers and gatekeepers, according to the commandment of David and his son Solomon. For long ago, in the days of David and Asaph, there had been directors for the singers and for the songs of praise and thanks to God. So in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah, All Israel was contributing the portions for the singers and gatekeepers according to the daily need. They also set aside the portion for the Levites, and the Levites set aside the portion for the descendants of Aaron. Can't you just picture the activity and the excitement and the rejoicing of the people? What a marvelous time. Well, tomorrow we will finish up the book of Nehemiah, leaving only one more book of history in the Old Testament. When we finish Nehemiah, we'll be going to the book of Luke in the New Testament, after which we'll return to the Old Testament and read the book of Esther, the final book of history in the Old Testament. After that, we'll begin the section of the Old Testament called the books of poetry, and we'll begin with the book of Job. So that's just kind of an overview of the next few weeks on the LifeSpring Family Bible. Thank you so much for being with me. I'm glad to catch you as part of the LifeSpring family. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.